Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander is hailing a rewrite of the expired No Child Left Behind standards as a historic devolution of power. President Obama is expected to sign the legislation this week. Most states already have waivers exempting them from the Bush-era education accountability system, but Senator Alexander, who chairs the Education Committee and sponsored the No Child Left Behind overhaul, says the law had to be fixed because states are still jumping through hoops.
Governors were having to play Mother May I coming to Washington to get permission to put in a teacher evaluation program or to come up with a way to fix a low-performing school. This will end that.
In broad terms, testing will still be mandated by the federal government, but instead of prescribing a turnaround program for struggling schools and districts, that would be left up to individual states. Alexander, himself a former Secretary of Education, argues states know best what their students need. His proposal passed with comfortable majorities in both chambers after months of negotiation, but Tennessee's delegation was not united. Representatives Marsha Blackburn and Scott Desjarlais voted against it, saying the rewrite doesn't sufficiently curtail the federal government's role in education. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.